Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, gentle undecideds, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever you are, welcome to episode 35 of Apologies Upfront. I'm your host, speaking like I'm in a library. For legal reasons, you'll have to call me Kigo, and it is Monday morning again. They just don't stop coming, do they? Summer is over. We had 3 days of it. That was enough, apparently. And it was raining all weekend. And it was cold. It's getting cold. I don't like it. But yeah, no, I'm trying to think what's been going on since I last spoke to you. Because I was talking to you about being up in Belfast. But firstly, I hope you're well. I hope all is good. I hope you're avoiding television and Twitter and living in the real world. Although I'm doing the opposite, so I'll talk about that in a second. Not that anyone really cares. Yeah, but no, what was I talking about before? Yeah, the world's mad. Kind of a theme over the 35 episodes of this podcast. The world's gone mad. For example, right? I got sent. I'm making it sound very serious, aren't I? I got sent a list of kind of TikTok trends over the years, right? Now there's, you know, the one, do you remember the one where they put the dishwasher tablets in their mouth? People were getting poisoned. That's how stupid. So I'm not on TikTok. What I do is I download the app, fire in like six or seven videos at once, and delete the app because I know what it does to people. It'll make me do stupid things like eating dishwasher tabs. But like I kind of think if you start eating dishwasher tabs, maybe that's kind of like natural selection. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're gonna do that, maybe you should. Kegel does not condone eating Tide Pods or dishwasher tablets, just to be clear. But maybe that is just like a form of natural selection. If you're gonna do something stupid. Like, for example, there's another one which is less serious, but probably more annoying. There's been this thing where people start breaking into song. There was a like this tiny little girl, teenager, human person on the Lewis. This is on her TikTok. It just people sent me these things. And she goes up to a stranger, just a stranger standing by the door on the Lewis, probably on the way home from work. Can't wait to sit on the couch and do nothing. Doesn't want to talk to people. And she goes, "Do you like pop music?" And like to kind of get rid of this conversation, the guy goes, "Sure." And she starts playing her pop song through her phone. Like out loud. How annoying would that be? There's that one. There were people on a plane. There was a plane that was delayed. And this barbershop quartet broke into song for TikTok. Could you imagine sitting on a Ryanair flight, delayed? They won't feed you. They won't let you leave your seat. They won't bring you a drink. You're not allowed to use the toilet. And a barbershop quartet starts. Like, the Nazis could have used that in Auschwitz as a form of torture. Could you imagine? But like, this is what people think. Do you know what this Lewis journey home from work needs? Or do you know what this delayed plane needs? It needs me. It needs me to brighten this place up because I am the only person who can do it. No. What we need on the commute home from work is for everyone to leave each other alone because we've just been at work and our journey home is when we tried to reset our brains before we interact with the humans that we like in the house. So we need everyone to leave us alone. But no, this little tiny little yoke starts playing pop music or a barbershop quartet starts kicking off. Or another one which is similar to that. There's a video of these people in the park, Stephen's Green in town. And it's a sunny day, so I can't remember, I don't know when it was, but there are people just sitting there having their sambos, having their coffee in the sun. Just you can see them. They're on lunch hour from a job they don't like, paying bills that are too much for mortgages that they're worried about and all that sort of stuff. And you can just see them going, I can relax now in the quiet in the open air with my sandwich and my coffee. And all of a sudden, this Rihanna song starts. I don't know which one. And like six or seven people come in and start dancing in the middle of Stephen's Green. You go, Jesus Christ. Leave us alone. It's so funny how different the world is. You know, it's like I wouldn't even like there's no way I would think, right, at a Ryanair flight, I'm flying to Liverpool week after next. If there's a delay, sorry, I bit myself in the tongue a couple of weeks ago. Well, I got two teeth out and then I bit myself in the tongue because I'm getting used to the extra space and I can't talk properly anymore. Anyway, but like if this flight to Liverpool is delayed, right, I'm not going to put my hand up and say, stewardess, stewarder, they, them, whoever you are, come over here for a sec. Listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but I know we're delayed for 14 hours here on the runway. We're not allowed out, not allowed to use the toilet. You won't bring us a drink. But I don't know if you know this, but I'm a stand-up comedian. I could get up there, and if you give me that phone thing, the telecom intercom thing, I could do a 1 hour set here because that's what these people would really love. They don't want to be left alone in this stressful situation. They want me. Like, that's not going to happen. Because while I am a lot of, what's the word? IAL, you know, delusional, all those words, I wouldn't do that to anybody else. So yeah, it's just funny, you know what I mean? If you're eating dishwasher tabs, maybe you should eat dishwasher tabs. I'm just scrolling through here. There's a couple of them that someone sent me. The dance one was one of them. So there's a TikTok trend where people put their entire bedrooms in a, you know, they pack it away. So you're watching someone pack. This is demented. How many? 1.4 million views on that. Jesus Christ. What's this one now? Nutella hand pies. I don't know what it is, but it sounds sexy. And that doesn't have enough views. Anything with Nutella is not a waste of time. It's just sexy. What else do we have? When the doctor that copies your TikTok gets more views than you, what? See, I don't understand this. This is just a big list here. Somebody gone buying dresses. Go make pink pasta and watch Barbie. No, you're demented. Watch Barbie if you want. Make normal pasta, idiot. Yeah, people are just weird. I'm scrolling through. I should have done this ahead of time. I'm sorry, but what? I'm frightened of people now. Let me just get off this page because it's ridiculous. People are insane. But yes, I hope you're well. I'm trying to think if there's been any news. Like in terms of gigs and things like that, loads of gigs coming up. It's great going to Liverpool on the 27th to the 29th to the Hot Water Cl Comedy Club. It's going to be great. I'm kind of getting everything ready to rock and roll for Friday the 13th of October. Crowbar in Temple Bar. There's a few early bird tickets there left. If you go to kegolabs.com, you'll see the drop down menu, early bird tickets. I don't tell everyone about that. Just if you're listening, do it if you fancy popping along. I headlined the Good Crack Comedy Club down the road in Bray in the Harbour Bar, which was kind of huge just for me, not for anyone else. No one cares. But it was really nice. That's kind of the local place here, and they have loads of great comedians in there. Great comedians on that night, and I got to close the show. It was absolutely jam packed. The Bray people ran a little piece on yours truly during the week, which got people in, which was really, really nice. People were very good. It went down well. And it's nice to kind of, there was no real pressure. No one really cares, but there's pressure on yourself, you know, and there's a place where you've seen people that you like and, you know, a lot of people who you respect, you know, Sean and Adam run the gaff. Harbour Bar is beautiful and you respect everyone, like everybody. And you kind of walk up there and you go, right, here we go. So yeah, it was good. Kind of rolled out 15, 20 minutes. Just getting everything ready for October the 13th. So the next gigs are over in Liverpool. Excuse me, that coffee's a bit strong. Two gigs in Hot Water, and then I'll be back after that. Well, actually, sorry, the 26th in the international for stitches. I've just put the thing up on the screen. So yeah, 26th in the international for stitches, which is all great crack. 27th, 28th in the hot water, and then kind of back to hustling to get these tickets sold for Friday the 13th of October. Don't know if I mentioned it. And then on the 12th, the day before, I'm in Barua, just getting, forcing people, but at gunpoint into Crowbar. So it's going to be good. But just weird stuff. I don't know. Everyone's talking about Russell Brand. I didn't watch it. We started watching American Horror Story instead. It's obviously horrific, whatever's going on. And the problem is, certainly on Twitter, when you've only got a certain amount of characters, you can't have. There's no way to have a conversation. Now, not that there's a conversation to be had. If anyone abuses anyone, game over, jail, forever, done, gone. And I think hopefully everyone agrees with that. But when someone starts saying, right, allegations have been made, let's get him into court, let's get him into jail, let's publicly put him in court where he has to answer these charges, people will lose their mind. And this isn't me saying anything other than anyone who's guilty should be in jail for the rest of their lives. But, and again, I haven't watched it, I'm sure it's horrific. I absolutely have no doubt that it's horrific. It's more general as opposed to specifically about him. But like when allegations are made, like if you're accusing me of robbing your TV, no, that's not the same at all. I'm just saying allegations. I should edit that out, but I'm not going to. You're hearing my brain work in real time. Like if an allegation is made, obviously, and if it's very serious, they go to court, it's proven, and they go to jail. Now the problem is then, how do you prove it? Now there are certain victims who went to whatever they call them afterwards, the sexual assault clinics or whatever it is. No, I don't know. Again, I haven't watched it. I need to watch it before I start talking. But they went and got the sexual assault test done, whatever it is, and things are frozen. So evidence is there. People are saying out loud that evidence is there. So let's say, in terms of four victims, let's say three of them don't have that. And it's heartbreaking that they don't. One of them does. So there you go. Let's get him in court. Let's get him in front of a judge. Let's get this in front of him and put him in jail for the rest of his life. General population there, not like the celebrity ring. That's it. But the problem is, there's not enough characters on Twitter to do that. And that's why Twitter is the way it is. Because you can't, if you just say, I believe in due process. Get him in front of a judge, put him in jail forever. People are going to take that as you don't believe the victims. It's like that's, this is the world we live in. So yeah, maybe I should watch it before talking about it. But if people actually listen to what I just said, I don't think we'll disagree. But yeah, it's horrific. Anything like that, and then the thing, forget about like the reaction to it on Twitter is very psychopathic. Like there are people who turn it into about them. They're not abused. They're not anything like that. They kind of say things like they let people down by whatever, whatever, whatever. Certainly in comedy where it's so tiny, like in Ireland, so tiny. There are people who will kind of tie themselves in knots to cover up that they either booked someone who has allegations against them, or worked with someone who had allegations against them. They'll kind of come out similar to what Brand did the day before the show came on. He did a YouTube video or whatever saying, oh, they're after me and all that sort of stuff. It's like, no one cares, Russell. If you did it, go to jail and die. No one cares about Russell Brand that much, or should care about Russell Brand that much, to go after him like this. It's only if it's a, people are not like it's 99.9999999% of victims are not doing it for attention. It's not the attention people want. You know what I mean? That's why the clips are all people covered up because they do not want people going after them. And that's all would happen. But anyway, there are people on Twitter who are kind of tying themselves in knots. Like, there are clubs in town that have booked people with allegations. Now, I'm only a couple of years in the game, and I know I've never booked someone with an allegation against them. Not every comedy club in Ireland can say the same thing. And certainly a lot of them who are on their high horses can't say the same thing, but they'll tie themselves in knots. This is the world we live in. Again, this really is supposed to be a relatively comedic podcast, but it's not really, is it? Because the world is a bit weird, isn't it? Like, I hope you're all right. The tone was a bit weird there, wasn't it? But I do. You know what I mean? I hope everyone is good. Aside from the normal nuts and bolts of kind of rent, mortgage, keeping people in your lives happy, all that sort of stuff. Because that's stressful. You kind of, the more I think about it, the more I think maybe Tyler Durden was right. Except I can't remember. I think there were women in Fight Club, weren't there? Women in the Fight Club, or was it just fellas? I can't remember. That'd be the only change I'd make. Allow women into Fight Club. Yeah, I think that. I think if they remade it, I think if your man Chuck Palahniuk, whatever his name is, I think if you rewrote it now, that'd be the difference. But it's of its time. But yeah. I think the things you own end up owning you, all that sort of nonsense. I think he's pretty accurate. You know what I mean? I pretend to own this house, but it actually owns me forever. I might have to sell a kidney, or if there's anything useful in my body to sell, I probably would. But yeah, what else? What's the plan for the week now? Nothing really. Chilling out. Get up my little sister's turning 40 soon, which is disgusting. Because I don't know if you've younger siblings, or if you are the younger sibling, this is how your older sibling feels. Because, like, when you grow up, you kind of go, right, I'm still fairly functional, I'm still training, I'm still moving. Now you start finding that, like, I'm too old to go to a club now. Well, I've been too old for a long time, and that's fine. They're not nice places to be. But there was a moment, kind of early to mid 30s, where you kind of realize that. I think Chris Rock does a great joke about it. So you kind of go, right, I'm too old for that. That's fine. I'm not missing anything. And then you kind of, during training, you're in there, you're sparring away with people, and they kind of try, what age are you? So I'm 42. I go, Genie Mac, I'm 17, 18. I was like, first of all, fuck you. And secondly, I don't know if I'm actually allowed to talk to you, let alone punch you in the face and kick you in the head. I'm starting to get to the older end of the people in the training place, which is great because I'm just there to keep fit, which is grand. And then the kind of things happen, like your younger sibling starts getting old as well. That's insane. So if you're the younger sibling, right, what that means is that your older brother or sister, or yeah, we'll just say brother or sister for now, without wishing to start a fight with anyone. Your older brother and sister, on the week of your birthday or the 2 weeks leading up to your birthday, they're going to say, how did this happen? Because I felt like I had loads of time. Now, 40 now is very different to when my parents are 40 or whatever. 40, you're still relatively young and functional. But you kind of go, right, when you're 20s, you don't know anything. You're just kind of just blindly groping your way through life in your 20s. 30s, it's fairly similar, up to kind of 35 to close to your 40s. You're starting to see what the world's about in reality. You kind of, certainly now you're kind of probably only getting ready to move out in your 30s, which is different to back in the day. And you only start understanding the world really in your 40s, when you've start paying your mortgage, your car payments, all of the bills in the house, all the pressure with work, all that sort of stuff. And like, that doesn't mean that people under 40 don't know anything. You just, the experience isn't there yet, that's all. Like, for example, there's a reason why all these mad Americans with controversial opinions, They do all of their outside broadcasts from colleges. Because college kids, as I was, as we all were, we're still finding our way around the world. We gravitate towards the ends of the spectrum, you know? And that's just part of growing up. It's not slagging anyone off. That's just part of growing up. And as you get older, you start coming back in towards the middle. And generally, when you're 40 plus, maybe 40 to retirement day, maybe 40 to 50, you kind of sit there in the middle. And then as you get older, generally you get more conservative. Generally, it's just the way it is. That's not a problem. But all the Americans, they go to colleges and they say mad stuff like, there are only two genders, change my mind. There's one guy who does it. Or, guns are great, change my mind. Or, women don't belong in men's sports, whatever. I'm making it up, whatever it is. And the reason he's doing it is because he knows that teenage people, for the most part, will lash out and it makes good TV, makes good stuff. If he did that in a bank, or you know, if he walked into any office in town and said that, people like he would be minced up in terms of a conversation. He'd be ripped apart because it's grown-ups with a little bit of experience. Not that there's anything wrong with being a teenager and all that. Just you, as you go, you should be learning. And you, generally, you find that people who have extreme views as teenagers, they rarely have them as they get older. They're just very noisy as teenagers, as I was. I had no views on anything except 90s grunge music. That was it. And I was like Jack Black in, what's that film? Oh, the name of the record shop was Championship Vinyl. John Cusack is in it. Oh, Jack Black's in it. There's a bald guy in it who's also in Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Jack Black. He was also very funny. Anyway, music snob. That's what I was about grunge in the 90s. I don't remember what I was talking about here, but I'm just waffling to try and avoid work. But yeah, I think just try and be cool with each other. Yeah. If you see something, if you see someone being abused or harassed or assaulted, either glass the person doing the assaulting, not the victim, or, and if you're not comfortable with doing that, that's absolutely fine. Speak to someone who will. You know, a friend, there's always a friend who will do the business. Like in terms of comedy, if I see it, it's not going to happen again because there'd be someone walking away with a broken leg. That's it. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if someone does it to me, I'll fight back, or I'll put them in front of a judge and I'll go to jail. But yes, if anyone obviously wants to chat to me about anything I've said, correct me, educate me, whatever it is, kegolaughs@gmail.com, kegolaughs.com. If you have my phone number, feel free to use it. But yes, the gig's coming up. We're kind of back to hustling for the gig on Friday the 13th of October. Early bird tickets available, kegolaughs.com. Jump in there, and because we've sold, I've sold, we're just under half gone now, which is great. But I'd love for it to be full, people to enjoy themselves. But yeah, that's it really. There's no other news here going on. Back into the work week. I hope you're well. I hope your weekend was the best weekend of the week, so year, not week, best weekend of the year so far. I hope this Monday is the best Monday of the year so far. I hope Tuesday is even better. Excuse me, this coffee is, that's a sign that you're getting old. The coffee's just tearing me up. So let's finish happily and simultaneously. Let's hug those you love. Let's hug those we love. Let's tolerate those we don't. And let's always look sexy in tight jeans.